I was mountain climbing with a bunch of my friends and Estelle, and we suddenly got trapped on the mountainside. Estelle always dreamed of doing some mountain climbing, and I was a little hesitant, but as it turned out, with my grotesque upper development, I turned out to be the ideal mountain climber. I was always the point man. I was the guy that went up first, because if anything happened, all the lines would be tied to me, and since I was the strongest, I could support my buddies. We went with Joe and Vinny, my two best friends, and Estelle, and we realized the dream of a lifetime. We had all the equipment, we had all the ropes, we had all the safety lines, we had everything except luck! Because we were climbing the face, the sheer rock face, and the only way to go up was to hammer in a piton. I'd hammer in a piton, affix the line, step on that piton, and then go up and hammer in another piton. It was slow, it was painstaking, but we wanted it. We wanted to get up that 5,000-foot cliff. We wanted to get to the top. Why? Because it was there. And slowly, painstakingly, piton after piton, I made the climb up the top of the hill. When suddenly, I noticed the last piton that I hammered in was starting to give way. There I was with three people, with safety lines attached to my belt, and I could see tiny, teeny, tiny bits of granite coming out from underneath the piton. Any mountain climber knows that's the first warning signal, meaning the piton has gotta give way. Well, there was only one thing to do. I knew I was carrying too much weight. I knew sooner or later we'd all die. That was when I decided my climbing partners would have to start cutting themselves loose. We'd always agreed on it. We knew that it's better one man should die than the whole climbing expedition. I said, Joe, Vinny, Estelle, the piton's coming loose. Joe, you're the bottom man. We got too much weight. You're going to have to cut yourself loose. It was dead silent, except for the wind in our ears. Finally, I heard Joe say, Grace, Grace, I love you, buddy. I love you, Vinny. I love you, Estelle. We all said, bye, Joe, bye. He took out his knife there, and he cut himself loose. I thought we could make it then, but then I noticed the piton was still loose. Little bits of granite still coming out. I said, Vinny! Vinny, the piton's still coming loose. We got too much weight. He said, I know, Grace. I know. I love you, buddy. I said, I love you too, Vinny. He said, I love you still. She said, I love you, Vinny. And with that, he took out his knife. And my best friend, Vinny, cut himself loose. Now, there was just me and Estelle hanging from the rock face. I thought maybe I could pull her up with me and we could take it side by side because I knew she'd be emotionally upset when I noticed granite was still coming out from under the piton. Only now it was starting to shake in the rock face. I said, Estelle! Estelle! The piton's still loose, baby! She said, oh my God! I said, Estelle! She said, Grace! I said, Estelle! She took out her knife and started cutting the rope. I said, come here, Estelle! Pull yourself up the rope before! And so she looked at me, and she started pulling herself up closer and closer to me. She said, what is it, honey? Do you want a kiss before I go? I said, no. You mind giving me the car keys?
More bizarre flights of fancy coming up on the Best of Greaseman Cassette Volume 2 from DC 101.